Volgens Parapariki Daf, Mishnah Gimel, Dvela Shal Truma, Shanafel, the Turk, Mechatas. Pressed fig, which were Truma. They fell into Mechatas, they fell into water that were to be mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma. The Nutla of Ba'achla. And then you remove the pressed fig from the Mechatas and ate it. And Yeshbaka Be'a, Baint Me'a, Baint Ahur. Hit the pressed fig, Shal Truma, was at least the size of a Be'a of an egg. Whether it was Tame or Tar, Hamayan Tmeim, the mechatas becomes tamei. The person who ate the pressed figs after he took them out of the mechatas would be chayav misa, because he becomes tamei. And the din is that somebody who is tamei, who eats truma, is chayav misa. And the pressed figs are truma, even though they were tar. As far as mechatas is concerned, they're considered tamei. That is a din that even truma is considered tamei. As far as paraduma is concerned, even though the truma was tar. And since it's tame, it's mitame, the mechatas becomes tame. And the person who takes the pressed figs out of the mechatas and eats it, he becomes tame as well. The dinit, anybody comes into contact with mechatas for purposes other than the purpose of a hazaya of sprinkling on tamei mason, becomes tame. And this person, when he eats the pressed figs, comes into contact with the mechatas, which is on the pressed figs, and he becomes tame. And when he eats the pressed figs, it's chayav misa. And since his tame is chayav misa for eating truma, is out of the din. Somebody whose tame is chayav misa for eating truma. Now, some aforesham say that pressed figs are not chayav in truma min ha-Torah. And therefore, it's not literally chayav misa, since this truma is only mid or abanon, not mid or raisa. But what we mean to say is that if the truma would be mid or raisa, he would be chayav misa. But in this case, since pressed figs are not chayav in truma mid or raisa, as only dug on tiros, the yitzar, grain, wine, and olive oil is chayav in a Torah mid-arayah, so the pressed figs are only chayav in truma mid-arabana, is not actually chayav misa. While the Rambam holds that truma would apply to pressed figs as well, as according to the Rambam, it's not just dug on tiros and yitzar, which is chayav in truma mid-arayah, there are other things that are chayav in truma mid-arayah as well. According to the Rambam, truma does apply to pressed figs, so therefore the person who eats it would literally be chayav misa. Ein ba kabeah. Hamayim Torim, Va'ichla Chayav Misa. But if the pressed figs that fell into the Mechatas was smaller than the size of a bear, smaller than an egg, in such a case, since it's smaller than a bear, it cannot be Metame the Mechatas, so the dinner is the Mayim is Tahir, the Mechatas remains tar, but the person who pulls the pressed figs out of the Mechatas and eats it would be Chayav Misa, for the same reason as since when he eats the Devela, he comes into contact with the Mechatas, which is on the Devela, he becomes Tame, and when he eats the Truma, is chayav misa, or the person who's telling me which truma is chayav misa. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'tahira hamayim tahira. Rabbi Yossi said that if the pressed fig that fell into the mechatas were tar, the water would be tar. The mechatas would be tar, even in such a case that the dvela was the size of a bear. As according to Rabbi Yossi, truma that falls into mechatas would not be metame the mechatas in the event that the truma was tar. He disputes what the Tanakhama said. As according to the Tanakhama, truma is considered tamei as far as mechatas is concerned, even if the truma was actually tar. According to Rabbi Yossi, that would not be the case. Only if the truma was actually tamei would it be metamei the mechatas. Hatar lechatas shehichnas rosha veruba letoch mechatas nitma. Somebody who was metamei himself for the chatas, he was metamei himself to be involved with the mei paradum, and he goes ahead and enters into the water that was drawn for the chatas. He puts his rosh and most of his body into the water. He becomes tame, and the mechatas become tame as well. As even though he has been metame himself for the mechatas, and therefore by touching the mechatas, he would not be metame yet. When he puts most of his body and his rosh into the mechatas, he would be metame the mechatas. The reason being is that the Rabbanan decree that somebody who is taught, who goes rosh over rubo into mayim shuvim, he puts his head and most of his body into drawn water, that person becomes tame. This is a takana Rabbana, that a person who's tar should not put most of his body into mayim shuvim, into drawn water. So therefore, in this case, this person, even though he was tar and he was metar himself for the chatas, when he goes rosh over rubo into the mechatas, he becomes tamei mishum takana the Rabbana, because of takana other Rabbana. And since he becomes tamei, he is metamei the mechatas. And once the mechatas becomes tamei, the mechatas will turn around and be metamei the person who went into the Mechata, who was an even more severe tumor, he would become a Rishon Lutumah. And that was the Rabbanim, where Geiza, that a person who went as Rosh HaVerubo into drawn water becomes Tameh, the Rabbanim were only Geiza that he becomes a Sheni Lutumah. But in this case, that the person who became Tameh was Metameh the Mechata, and the Mechata will turn around and being the Tamei him, the person would be a Rishon L'Tumah. Anybody who is required to immerse in water, the person had become Tamei min HaTorah. For example, he came into contact with the Sharas. If this person who became Tamei came into contact with Hegde, with Basif Makorba, or with Truma, he would be Tamei the Kodesh in the Truma. So too, if he came into contact with Chulin or Maiser Sheni, he would be Matami them as well. There is a difference though between Chulin and Maiser Sheni and Kodesh and Truma. As Chulin and Maiser Sheni can only become a Sheni, that the person who came into contact with the Sheretz, and that person is a Rishon. If he touches a Chulin or Maiser Sheni, it becomes a Sheni. And Sheni is the most Chulin or Maiser Sheni can become. Chulin or Maiser Sheni cannot become a Shlishi. But if the Chulin or Maiser Sheni after becomes a Sheni, comes into contact with Truma, the Truma would become a Shlishi, and the Truma would become Tamei up to a Shlishi. But anything more than a Shlishi, even Truma cannot become. But if this Truma, which is a Shlishi, comes into contact with Kodesh, with Bas from a Korban, that Kodesh would become a Revi, as Kodesh could become Tamei up to a Revi. So therefore, there are varying degrees of Tuma between Chulin, Maiser Sheni, and Kodesh and Truma. Ba'asur al Bias HaMikdash. And so too, a person who is Tamei Medivrei Torah is forbidden to enter the Beit HaMikdash. And it would be Chayev Kares if he does enter the Beit HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. La'achar Bi'asur. If this person who had become Tamei Medivrei Torah has already immersed in the Mikvah, but Naifo had not yet arrived, he doesn't have Harish Shemesh, he is called a Tzvul Yom. If a Tzvul Yom would come into contact with Kodesh, with Hegdesh, it would become Tamei. And if he came into contact with Truma, the Truma would not become Tamei, but it would be Pasul according to Rabbi Meir. Now this distinction between Pasul and Tamei is as follows. That the din is that Kodesh can be up to a Revi, like we mentioned before. And a Tzvul Yom that comes into contact with Kodesh would make it into a Shlishi, so therefore that Kodesh is Tamei. Meaning to say, it could be Mitame other Kodesh, if it comes into contact with another Kodesh, that Kodesh would become a Revi. So it becomes Tame, since it could be Mitame any other Kodesh that it would come into contact with. But it would only possible Truma. The Truma would be possible and not be Tame. And since it's Tzvul Yom that touches Truma makes the Truma into a Shlishi, that Truma cannot be Mitame other Truma. And the Truma can only be up to a Shlishi, it can't become a Revi. So that Truma is possible, not Tame. That the Tzvul Yom that comes into contact with Kodesh or Truma would only possible it, would not be Mitamei. The Tzvul Yom is a Sheni, and when it comes into contact with Kodesh or Truma, the Kodesh or Truma would become a Shlishi. And even though normally Kodesh can become up to a Revi, according to Chachamim, the Tumah of the Tzvul Yom is not so severe. So it only possible the Kodesh, it does not Mitamei it, and this Kodesh, which came into contact with the Tzvul Yom, if it would touch other Kodesh, the other Kodesh would not become Tamei, since the Tumah of the Tzvul Yom is not so severe, it only passes the Kodesh and Truma. It cannot be Mitamei, the Kodesh in this case. Umutar v'chulin uva-maisa. Both Rav Meir and the Chachamim agree that if the Tzvul Yom would come into contact with Chulin or Maisa Sheni, it would be Mutar. If Chulin or Maisa Sheni can only become up to a Sheni, it can't become a Shlishi, and the Tzvul Yom, which is a Sheni, cannot be Mitamei or Pasul, the Chulin or Maisa Sheni. If somebody who had become Tamei min HaTorah entered the Beit HaMikdash, whether he entered the Beit HaMikdash before he immersed himself in the water, or even if he entered the Beit HaMikdash after he already immersed himself in the water, he was already Tayvul, and he did not yet have Har HaShemesh, and he entered the Beit HaMikdash, he would be Chayiv Kares. And that is the din, that even a Tzvul Yom, somebody who has already been Tayvul and did not have Har HaShemesh, if he enters the Ezra's Yisrael, his Chayiv Misa. But if he enters the Ezra's Nashim, even though a Tzvul Yom was not allowed to enter the Ezra's Nashim, he would not be Chayiv Kares in such a case. A Tzvul Yom was only Chayiv Kares if he enters the Ezra's Yisrael.